Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.
Hi everybody, welcome on Delta FM, the LP2I radio, 19.2. Today on air is the special MID program. We are going to talk about water in South Africa. We'll deal about history of South Africa, problem caused by the lack of access to drinkable water, and the possible solution.
MID.
Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.
I've got on my side in studio Alicia, a famous doctor who's going to speak about different diseases and their impacts. We receive afterwards Remy, our local correspondent who spent the last years in South Africa. But let's start with Emma, a recognized historian who will remind us South Africa history during the apartheid. Hi Emma.
Hello,
thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk about this subject. Did you know that more than 3 million of people die each year from water, sanitation and hygiene related causes? About the apartheid, water policy under the South African apartheid government wasn't equitable. The official discriminatory regulation have existed since 19th. The end of apartheid in 1994 seemed to announce a new water policy based on a more equitable share of resources. Some for all forever, slogan of the new water act. And better consideration of the needs of the aquatic environment within the definition of interim flow requirements. The principle of sustainable developments were supposed to be transcribed within the new water policy. Water supply management is really important. Thanks, Emma. Now Alicia is going to talk about disease in South Africa.
Hey everybody, there is still a lot of disease in South Africa. The GRR is one of them. It kills nearly 1,800,000 persons by year. Children of less than 5 years are the most affected. Malaria is also a disease that kills about 1,300,000 persons by year. There is also schistosomiasis. This disease is considered as the second important parasitic infection after malaria. Intestinal ailments infection is done by intestinal worms, and the ailments causing cognitive impairment, massive dysentery or anemia. There is nearly 33 million cases in South Africa, and it kills 9,400 persons every year. Other diseases are equally serious as cholera, Montezuma, typhoid, as well as trachoma. For better living conditions in South Africans, the government should enhance access to drinking water and teach the population better hygiene practice. A small gesture would decrease the spread of disease.
Okay, now Remy, who spent the last years in South Africa, will show his point of view. Hi, Remy.
Hi, thank you. I'm so happy to be here today. So, water is perhaps South Africa's most critical resource, one of low abundance and growing need. About 5 million people need to have an access to water. Women must walk about 2 kilometers for bring back water home. The shortfall in fresh water is tied to growing demands but also to other issues such as loss of natural habitat and potentially climate change. Despite regulation of river waters in many catchments, the need for water exceeds the supply and quality is often below standards. Water is often polluted by uranium, which is used in gold mines. The half of the inhabitants are sick because of polluted water.
Thank you, Remy, for your last evidence, and thanks to have been with us today. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay with us on Delta FM.
MID.
Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.